COVID-19 contact tracers continue to be in short supply and overwhelmed. That's especially true for bilingual ones, and that means significant consequences as they have a dual role. The Mount West News Bureau's Stephanie Serrano explains.
Here's what we know. Bilingual contact tracers are working long hours. Every day, they repeat the same process 7 days a week. They dial the number. They wait. And they say hello.
Yes, hi. ¿Cuál es tu nombre, por favor?
Dulce Leva is one of them. Her job is to reach out to people who have tested positive for the novel coronavirus and make sure they're self-isolating, and also to help them remember who they've been around and could have spread the virus to.
Las personas que están trabajando con COVID realmente tienen una entrega a la comunidad.
People who are working directly with those who had COVID-19 really have a commitment to the community, and they really care. It's something that you are experiencing with each person you talk to. And unfortunately, there are people who don't survive the virus. It is difficult work, and we are working long hours.
Leva moved to Reno, Nevada from Sinaloa, Mexico, 19 years ago, and lives here with her husband and two kids. She says several of her family members back in Mexico have met the virus face to face. Sadly, her uncle didn't survive.
When you experience COVID-19 close up, when you have loved ones going through everything the virus can do, it's difficult.
She says it's because of this heartache that she was inspired to use her bilingualism to be a contact tracer and help reach non-English speaking Latinos in her community. Data shows Latinos, like other racial minorities, are more vulnerable to the disease. Leva says most of the people she talked to were exposed to the virus at work.
They are aware of the danger, aware that the virus exists, but many times they don't have the option to stay home or work from home.
Leva says what she can do, though, is tell them what resources are available to help them, food or rent assistance, for example. She can also talk to them about the basics for their families, mask wearing, washing hands, and social distancing. She believes Latinos are more receptive when the information comes through word of mouth rather than public health announcements.
Pero si tu mamá te lo dice, si tu tía te lo dice, si tú ves a un familiar sufriendo.
But if your mom tells you, if your aunt tells you, if you see family members suffering, that's when you say, well, this is not about ordering me to wear a mask or telling me what to do with my life. It's not about controlling people. It's about coming together as community to make a difference.
What Leva is saying doesn't surprise Deanna Sandy. Sandy is with the Nevada Public Health Training Center.
It's hard and it's sad.
She says the community's distrust in public health messaging is tied to information being translated from English to Spanish.
If our target demo, you know, demographic is the Latinx population, well, then I want to write this PSA, this public service announcement, has to be written in Spanish and translated to English. How about that? Because it's more sense creating, right? It's like messaging. It's not about translating necessarily. And a lot of websites, organizations will just kind of do the Google Translate, and it's not accurate. And worse, you're just not providing the community the information in a way that they understand it.
She says it's not just about getting information out in Spanish. It's about creating messaging that will bring people together and drive behavioral change. Liliana Wilbur is an epidemiologist in Nevada. She agrees that bilingual contact tracers have this second role of having to debunk misinformation.
So these investigations do definitely take a little bit longer than usual, but, you know, it definitely does serve a purpose.
And Sandy says the role of all bilingual contact tracers just got a lot heavier as COVID-19 vaccines start to roll out in the next several months. She says the role of bilingual contact tracers will be critical in getting accurate information out into the Latino community. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Stephanie Serrano.